I'm going to grab one out of the mailbag. By the way, SteveGruber.com, the place to go to drop me a note. Drop me a note, SteveGruber.com. Tell me where you're coming from today. The three professors, this comes from Steve, by the way. Not me. The three professors that say the president needs to be impeached are completely insane. These people teach the future of this country, and that should scare the hell out of everyone. There needs to be higher standards for education and the media. Socialism has taken over the very important issues. The Democrats are showing their true corruption in the public's eye. You would have to be a complete fool to fall for this garbage. Nadler's a joke. If you have to convince people about impeachment, you shouldn't be impeaching. And that part I agree with, Steve. If you have to convince people, if they do a sales job for weeks and months to sell the idea of impeachment, well, then you shouldn't be pursuing it. I agree with that. Professor William Wagner back with us for a second go-round here. Professor, impeachment was a very serious thing for those that wrote the Constitution. They didn't think it should just be something that would be too easy to get to, because if it were, people would do exactly what they're doing now and impeach a president for strictly political reasons. The Democrats are on their own. Not a single Republican supports this notion of impeachment. Not one. And yet they're going to ramrod. And not one, because there's nothing there to impeach on. This is an abuse of power, is it not?
It's an abuse of power in the highest order, and it is something that I believe is going to threaten the very legitimacy of our constitutional government. You know, the House of Representatives is acting so recklessly right now. They are going to add their institution to the institutions of the media. And now what you saw yesterday, academia is lacking any legitimacy whatsoever with at least half this nation. And when the House of Representatives, when the legislative body, the body that makes the laws and is supposed to represent the people of the United States, so, you know, abuse their power to advance their own political purposes, you know, very quickly the people start to, you know, no longer give it legitimacy. And that is a dangerous thing for a constitutional republic.
No question about that. I agree with that. It's dangerous. And I want to play one bite for you here. If you have an illusion about the impartiality at all, if you still have an illusion today about the impartiality about any of this, I want to direct your attention to bite number 10 here from Professor Pamela Carlin. I want you to listen to this too, Professor Wagner. This was a comment made by Pamela Carlin yesterday while testifying, and I want you to hear what she has to say. It's bite number 10. Go.
The norm, constitutional norm, was that the person who was elected president was someone who had some experience of public service sometime in his life. It might have been governor or senator, it might have been a mayor or a representative, it might have been a military officer. This is the first time in our country's history that we have elected a president who, before he became president, had never served in public service for a minute, a second, a nanosecond of his entire life, and we are reaping the whirlwind of that.
I see. Public service is apparently required. That's one thing. Do you agree with that?
How absurd. She's supposed to be talking about what the Constitution says, and the Constitution expressly lays out the requirements for what the founders said needed to be, you needed to have to be president, and being 35 years old is what you have to be, and you have to be an American
born citizen. Correct. Okay, one more. Hold on. I want to get to one more from Professor, because I'm just showing you the biases of these professors. Yeah, one more. Bite 11. I call this the capper from Professor Carlin. Bite 11. Go.
Donald Trump has sexually assaulted more women than 99.99% of all of the people who've entered this country illegally. I mean, by himself, he's done more. Right? And yet, you know, I'm serious that, you know, and people have stopped thinking about it because it's just like every day it's a new one, and I worry about that because I think that may stop us from ever getting to the red light moment. It's like you just keep slouching towards Gomorrah, to quote your favorite.
All right, stop right there. The point of this bite is this. That was the same professor in 2017. Donald Trump has sexually assaulted more people than 99.99%. This is the person you put up as your expert on a panel to discuss impeachment of the president of the United States. I mean, it is absolutely galling. I'll give you the last word.
Well, it explains her fake constitutional analysis. And where was her fake constitutional analysis when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was filling the coffers of the Clinton Foundation? Where was her fake constitutional analysis when, Mr. Clinton was doing what he was doing? I tell you where it was. She was writing checks to their campaigns. And so this person hates the Trump family so much that she's also been quoted as saying, I can't walk, past a Trump hotel. I've got to go down
someplace
else. And
yeah, that's how adults behave.
Give me a break here.
Yeah, I can't even walk by his building. It makes me hurt my feelings. All right, Professor, I'm going to give you the last word. Go for it.
Well, I tell you what, we somehow very quickly we're going to have to restore legitimacy to the institutions of the media and the legislature and the entertainment industry. And if we don't do that very quickly, our nation is heading toward, a very dark place. And so kind of like I think Joseph in the Bible, they treated him very badly and lied about him, too. Their evil was turned to good. And I'm just going to, pray that our president can rise way above this and take all their evil that they're throwing at him and turn it into something good for our nation. And so, that's my hope. And that's my last word.
Professor William Wagner, distinguished professor emeritus, former federal judge and former federal prosecutor. Thank you for the analysis here today, William.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
A quick break. Again, you can find out more at stevegruber.com. You can get the podcast. You can tell your friends. And pretty soon, Gruber Gear will be available. 52 after.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.